Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Tyler Crabb with a look back at the Central College basketball team's thrilling American Rivers Conference sweep over Loras College Saturday that was heard live on 92.1 KRLS. Kicking off the action-packed doubleheader, the Dutch women's squad earned a 73-63 victory over Loras to snap a six-game losing streak in the series. The Newhawks grabbed the upper hand early, holding a 21-19 advantage at the end of the first quarter. With Loras threatening to further grow that lead to as much as 8 going into halftime, Central flipped the momentum, getting a defensive stop and CC Moore layup to go into the intermission down just 4 at 40-36. Out of the break, the Dutch defense started to slow down the Newhawks as they outscored Loras 19-10 in the third quarter to take a 55-50 lead into the fourth. In the final 10 minutes, Central's defense held the Newhawks to just 4 of 16 shooting to pull away for the 10-point win. Headlining the big conference victory for the Dutch women was sophomore guard Emily Naughton. Emily Naughton, wide open look from three! And Emily Naughton buries the triple, and just like that, it's a three-point game. Central trailing Loras 14-11, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bailey Redding inside for Mum, kicks it out to Williams. Naughton, straightaway three-pointer, and Emily Naughton knocks down another triple! She's got 9 straight for the Dutch. 17-18, Central trails. A minute 30 to go in the first quarter.
Now there's
Naughton in the lane, and the runner goes. She's got the last 11 for Central. 21-19, 5 seconds to go in the first quarter. And out to Emily Naughton, who fittingly will dribble it out for the Dutch. 73-63, Central taking down Loras behind a 30 spot. From Emily Naughton. Celebrating her birthday in style Saturday, Naughton reined in a career-high 30 points while shooting 8 of 19 from the field, 3 of 4 from three-point land, and 11 of 13 from the free throw line. The sophomore guard also added 8 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. Head coach Justin Whelan said it was a special performance from Naughton.
She was just fantastic today. There's no other words. She was poised. She was under control. And I think that's the biggest thing. And I told her that moving forward, like, if you can play under control all the time, you will be able to get whatever you want. And to, you know, she was also massive on the rebounds, you know, gives us 4 offensive rebounds, 4 defensive rebounds, gives us 5 assists and only turns the ball over 4 times. I think 2 or 3 of them were in the first couple minutes of the game. Happy birthday, Emily Naughton. We want to see that the rest of the year, no doubt.
In addition to Naughton's performance, CC Moore posted her second double-double of the season with 13 points and 13 rebounds. Coach Whelan said that while Moore's performance flew under the radar, it went a long way in helping the Dutch prevail.
It was a quiet 13 and a quiet 14. I mean, to me, she just did a lot of the dirty work tonight that does go unnoticed. Obviously, getting us 5-0 boards and 9 defensive rebounds, that's big time. I thought her offensive rebounds were very timely too, you know, especially I think she got a few of them, 2 or 3 in the fourth quarter, and was able to get a couple of easy putbacks, easy looks. But yeah, I mean, just quietly did all the dirty work tonight, going 5 for 7 from the field, giving us 14 rebounds, a bunch of second chances, you know, playing 30 minutes, especially when you got to play out on the perimeter against their pick and pop bigs. That's tough, but I mean, she was up to the challenge.
Continuing our recap of the Central College basketball team's doubleheader sweep of Loras Saturday, we move to the men's game, which delivered a high-intensity, nail-biting finish to the Twin Bill. In a game that featured 12 lead changes, it was the Dutch men that gained the advantage early, racing out to a 15-8 lead just under 6 minutes into the contest. Loras responded with a 7-0 run over the next 2 minutes to tie the game at 15-15 at the 12-13 mark. From there, the two teams exchanged baskets for most of the remaining time in the half, with the Newhawks holding the largest advantage at 7 points before a Grant Euchre layup cut Central's deficit to 35-30 at the break. Out of halftime, the Central men battled back to retie the contest at 45-45 at the 13-35 mark, and the two squads traded blows the rest of the way. Owen Shipper's three-pointer with a minute remaining gave the Dutch a 75-72 advantage, but a Loras layup, a 1-of-2 trip to the free-throw line for Central, and another Newhawks layup knotted the game back up at 76-76 with 12 seconds remaining. Following a Joe Steinkamp timeout, Shipper found Carson Weedy on a backdoor cut, and Weedy took care of the rest.
Owen Shipper, the inbounder.
Get out of it.
He'll get it to Curran. Curran back to Shipper. 7 seconds to play. Shipper to a cutting Weedy. Weedy laying in with 2 seconds on the clock.
That was an excellent pass.
78-76. The Central crowd rises to its feet.
No foul.
Sarvis will throw it the length of the court. And it'll overthrow Singleton. It'll go out of bounds with 1.2 seconds to go. Coach Steinkamp wants more time on the clock. or to come off the clock. But all Central do has to do is get the ball inbounds and waste 1.2 seconds.
Yes.
It's doing so.
Smart by Shipper to throw
it.
And
Shipper
the other
throws
end.
It away. Singleton touches it. And the Dutch have pulled it off. 78-76. A hard-fought, gritty win by the Dutch.
Dutch head coach Joe Steinkamp was thrilled to pick up the hard-fought win that handed Loras their first conference loss of the season.
Yeah, we really needed that win, and I think you said it right. It was a gritty win, just kind of a battle. I think Loras is, you know, one of the most physical teams in the conference, you know, one of the best rebounding teams, and that was an emphasis for us. We really wanted to, you know, limit their second-chance points and try to control the glass. It's hard to dominate Loras on the glass, but I thought, you know, being plus nine with the rebounds, you know, was really big. It was really key for us. They got a few too many second chance points in the second half, especially early on, but I think our guys really responded, got just enough stops, and it was just a great college basketball game. Tons of lead changes, tons of clutch shots from both teams, just a back and forth game. And we needed this one. You know, we dropped one. We were a little dinged the last couple weeks, but I thought our guys just showed a lot of fight this week in practice, and, you know, it allowed us to get the win and play well today.
Central was led by Joshua Van Gorp, who recorded 28 points and 8 rebounds in 35 minutes of action. Including his game winner, Weedy scored 15 points while adding 6 rebounds and 3 assists. Coach Steinkamp said that Weedy's growth throughout the season has led to him making bigger contributions for the team.
I feel like he's playing with a lot of confidence. He kind of made a leap in the last month or so of the season where, you know, went from being just a really good, you know, starter to being a guy that can on some nights carry us offensively and score from, you know, not just the 3-point line, you know, the kickouts, but also, you know, shot fake drive. And we isolated him on the block against, you know, one of their best players late in the game just because we wanted to kind of mix things up. And so he can score at all three levels. And, you know, he was just, you know, great all night long. He always guards the other team's best wing. So he, you know, he scores those points. He gets those threes, and he's guarding on the other end. So I'm just really proud of him, and I'm really happy he was in that place to be able to make that final shot.
Bradley Curran added 15 points in the win, while Owen Shipper also scored 10 points and collected 7 rebounds and 2 assists, including the assist on the game-winning basket. The Central women improved to 9-5 overall and 2-3 in league play, while the men improved to 8-6 overall and 3-2 in the conference. Both Central basketball teams hit the road on Wednesday, traveling to Lincoln, Nebraska to take on the University of Nebraska Wesleyan in a doubleheader that is slated to begin at 5:30 p.m. With this look back at the Central College basketball team's action-packed doubleheader sweep of Loras Saturday on today's Landley Radio Sports page, I'm Tyler Crabb.